Everyone knows, West. Grain prices have collapsed. When did you last read an issue of The Times? Have you paid no attention to the discussions at the club or the taverns? Not when the subject was farming, came West's dour reply. He sat heavily, rubbing his temples. I don't like this. I thought we had agreed never to be serious about anything. I'm trying. But death and poverty have a way of making everything seem rather less amusing. Leaning his forehead against the window pane, Devon said morosely, I've always enjoyed a comfortable life without having to perform a single day of honest labour. Now I have responsibilities. He said the word as if it were a profanity. I'll help you think of ways to avoid them. Rummaging in his coat, West pulled a silver flask from an inside pocket. He uncapped it and took a long swallow. Devon's brows lifted. Isn't it a bit early for that? You'll be stewed by noon. Yes, but it won't happen unless I start now. West tilted the flask again. The habits of self-indulgence, Devon reflected with concern, were catching up with his younger brother. West was a tall and handsome man of 24, with a wily intelligence that he preferred to use as seldom as possible. In the past year, an excess of strong drink had lent a ruddy cast to West's